Hi guys, it's Bree Harris again, back as promised on Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Talking about dairy, lactose intolerance, casein intolerance. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If not, please feel free to send me a correct pronunciation. I was reading again, this is an excerpt from the Better Nutrition magazine on understanding food intolerances, and it was really interesting, little point or fact that came about lactose intolerance is that it's, especially problematic for Latinos and African Americans, which I find, really surprising, because a lot of our foods and our diet involves a whole lot of butter and cream and milk and whatnot. So I just, you know, I'm wondering about that. I'm gonna do a little bit more research on that and get back to you guys on that, about what I find out for the next conversation. But what I did learn was, you know, lactose, for those of you that are wondering what it is, it's the sugar that's found in milk and milk products. The enzyme in your body that breaks it down, again, this is according to Better Nutrition, Understanding Food Intolerances, lactose is broken down by the enzyme lactase, which is in your small intestine. Now, lactose is also found in human breast milk, and the researchers or authors claim that human breast milk has the highest concentration of lactose of any mammalian milk. So, which also makes me wonder why, if breast milk, if you're breastfeeding a baby and they're already exposed to lactose, why is it that later in life, as adults or even as children, that they have a hard time digesting the lactose in cow's milk or goat's milk or whatever? Is it because our bodies are only made to break down the lactose that is in human milk, and we are supposed to get our sources of calcium and proteins from plants? Again, I will be doing some weekend homework on that. But yeah, lactose is in breast milk. The lactase enzyme in your intestines helps break that down. And a lot of people who have issues with dairy, sensitivity and intolerances, again, they lack the lactase enzyme to break it down. And then that can cause the lactose to move to your large intestines, turn to bacteria, and that causes gas, bloating, indigestion, and occasional diarrhea. This also says when babies are born, they produce high amounts of lactase until the age of 2. And those levels continue to decrease with age, although it's unusual for lactose intolerance to occur prior to the age of 6. Okay, well, that answers that question there. When we're born, where we have a high amount of lactase to tolerate our mother's milk or their formula, and as we get older, those lactase levels decrease, because hopefully by the age of 2 your baby has been exposed to more foods and they're not just having themselves. But still, it begs the question, if we are giving our children cow's milk and goat's milk, why are later in life or even at that young age, why are they still experiencing issues with lactose? Is it because it's coming from a cow and not their mom? Should we be finding other sources of lactose or protein or calcium? Should we eliminate it, period, because we don't need it and our body naturally does away with it? I'm gonna see what I can find out, give myself some weekend homework. The other issue that people think, that other issue for people who may experience intolerance when it comes to dairy is the protein in dairy, which is called casein. And let's see, it's found in dairy products that have higher protein content like milk, yogurt, and cheese, and ice cream. Other dairy products like butter and cream are low in casein, but they can still have a small amount of it. So yeah, it might not be the lactose that's bothering you. It could be casein, the protein that's in your milk or your ice cream or your coffee creamer. But again, you can do an elimination diet if you know you really hardcore like that. I know a lot of people love cheese. You know, I love cheese. I found a workaround, vegan cheese. It, you know, it's something about cheese. It just makes me smile. Or you can do digestive enzymes to help your body kind of make up for what it lacks. But I will say this. If you choose my, and this is, you know, my suggestion, if you can handle the lactose in milk, then that's fine. Go for the, you know, the low fat or the skim milk. Go for the organic milk. There's, you know, lactose free milk, that, you know, you can, enjoy, or, you know, I just do almond milk, coconut. I haven't tried rice milk yet. I might give that a go. But yeah, there are definitely options, but I'll say go with skim, low fat, or go organic. Just be as, you know, eliminate as much processing out of your food as possible. I can't stress that enough. I think a lot of the reasons we have these food intolerances, and this is my personal opinion. Again, I'm gonna do some more research. I'm finding this food intolerance little insert interesting, is because I think our bodies naturally adjust to what we're going to lack or what we need as we get older. Like I said, when we're born, we have a high amount of lactase as newborn babies up until we're about 2. Okay, by the age of 2, you should be eating solid food. You should be getting your calcium, your protein, and all your vitamins and nutrients from other sources. So again, should we be drinking cow's milk after a certain age? Should we even be drinking it, period? You know, why, you know, are kids experiencing dairy intolerances and insensitivities? You know, do they really need it? Or, you know, they say if you want your child to get some vitamin D, make them go outside and play. Do they just need a little bit more sunshine and a little less social media and video games and, you know, get out and play and exercise and move around, eat more greens? More spinach, more kale, more beans, and, you know, what are we lacking? So I'm going to do some more research, but it was definitely interesting to learn how our bodies, the level of lactase, that enzyme to break down lactose, decreases as we get older, and we wonder why after we have a nice big bowl of Frosted Flakes, our stomach is so upset. Or why we just have to cut out dairy altogether or buy lactose-free milk or switch to nut milks or rice milks or things like that. So, you know, are we doing too much? Are we going about it wrong? I will say I've never experienced lactose issues. My kids and my husband have never experienced lactose issues. But it's interesting to know that the enzymes we need to break down lactose decrease with age. So we need to consider some other options to get more natural, earthly options to get the calcium that we get or that we researchers claim we get, you know, from dairy. Definitely, you know, it's not a propaganda thing I'm pushing here. This is just based off my experience. Like I said, I take calcium supplements because the Depo-Provera birth control shot depletes pretty much the calcium in my bones. And by me being a woman over 35, that puts me at great risk for osteoporosis, which is why I not only take my calcium supplements, I make sure I get my green vegetables in. I also lift weights and do cardio to keep my bones and my muscles strong. So if I do fall down, I don't have to worry about spending weeks in the hospital with a broken hip or, you know, being on a cane or on a walker before I'm 60. Because none of the women in my family are on canes or walkers. And, you know, my grandmothers are both halfway to 80 or pushing 80. And, you know, they're thriving. They drive. They live on their own independently. Still work. One of them works, you know, part-time. So that's where I'm trying to keep the tradition going. But according to this, you know, if you have issues with digesting lactose or casein in dairy, get you some digestive enzymes, or, you know, find an alternative, do lactose free ice creams and creamers and whatnot. But I'm really interested in why if we already have lactose in human breast milk and our lactase enzymes decrease as we get older, why do we continue to consume lactose and dairy? That's interesting. Next week I'm gonna share what I found in my homework assignment, and then after that we're going to do gluten, understanding gluten, what is it, you know, and then after that multiple food intolerances and break it all down. But if you guys have any suggestions or any topics that you like me to research, be it about food, working out, things that affect people of color, women, please share, let me know. My email, deltagirl333@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Breanne Harris, Instagram, coach_Bree_Harris, and Twitter @HarrisBree. Again, thanks for listening. Go get your digestive enzymes and any supplements for that matter. Because sometimes we do miss the mark when it comes to getting all the vitamins and nutrients that we need. And you all have a blessed night, and I will see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.